Welcome to the Office of Human Radiation Experiments homepage. As I look back on late December of 1993, I'm very clear that citizens in the United States and across this globe were stunned at the revelation that a government and government agencies had subjected U.S. citizens to experimentation with plutonium without their consent. I was at the heart of exposing that information and had an opportunity to hear debate from all sides as to whether or not the government should continue to use its cloak of secrecy with a classified stamp to prevent the wholesale revelation of the facts surrounding these experiments. I easily came to the conclusion after hearing from many different people in the department with very diverse points of view that it was extremely important to openly reveal these facts to citizens of the United States and indeed citizens of the world who were appalled at the facts as they were reported in the press. You're now visiting this homepage. I hope to understand more about the facts surrounding these incidents which caught the public imagination and continue to do so. I need to tell you that I do this 2 days after having just met with the families of two of the victims who were subject to experimentation without their consent. I have met with many of the families involved and come to these obvious conclusions. I'm dealing with ordinary people, citizens who had a high expectation that their government would protect them. The most important thing I believe that has come from the revelation of these facts and the desire to share all details at our disposal is that it once again builds trust in a very small community of people who had no trust in their government. And my sense is that that trust will, in the few, will lead to trust by the many. The other thing it appropriately does is puts accountability where it belongs. The accountability for our actions, for those of us who are chosen to be servants of the people in their government, must know that they will be held accountable for all of their actions. Your review of the details surrounding these experiments ought to give you insight into the demons that drove that decision. And many of those decisions had to do with the health and the safety of our workers at the sites. Some had to do with the health and safety of soldiers whom some believed would be subject to atomic warfare. People need to know. They need to know the circumstances under which the President of the United States supported the decision of the Secretary of Energy to reveal these facts. And they need to know of the President of the United States' support of an advisory committee of citizens from all walks of life and, more importantly, engaged in disciplines that gave us the guidance as an administration and him the guidance as president with respect to the ethic that ought to forever pertain when the government is responsible for experiments on its citizens. First of all, in the credo of all physicians and all of those who deal with human lives, is to first do no harm. The second is to ensure that there will never be secret experimentation again. These are facts that can be determined salacious, but I believe that these are facts that drive us to a higher standard of accountability, because citizens who have the honor of serving in government are, after all, simply ordinary people attempting to do a good job. I hope you learned from this, and I hope that others serving in government learn the lesson of that the stamp called classified should never be used to hide information that is damning to people who made not a very wise decision at the time.